With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Federal health officials have approved the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds today. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports urban counties are scheduling appointments for interested families, but access to the vaccine continues to be an issue in rural areas.
More urban counties like Flathead and Gallatin have already been signing up children 12 to 15 years old for shots in anticipation of the approval. These counties have access to the proper ultra-cold freezers that can store the Pfizer vaccine. It's the only shot that's been approved for use in minors, and it's been a struggle for rural counties to access. Sheridan County Public Health Director Sherry Marriage says that's not the only problem.
And we really haven't had any interest from age groups 12 to 17 at this time.
Kaiser Family Foundation survey data show that 3 in 10 parents plan to get their 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated as soon as possible, while a quarter say they will wait and see how the vaccine is working. An equal proportion of parents say they definitely won't get their children vaccinated. Montanans 18 and younger make up about a fifth of the state population, according to census data. As of late last month, state health officials said vaccination rates in younger populations lagged significantly behind older age groups. Blaine County Health Officer Janet McPherson-Hauer says interested Highline families have been lucky the Fort Belknap Tribal Health Department has been able to store and provide the Pfizer vaccine to multiple counties, but she says hesitancy has been a struggle with parents.
And we'll even talk to parents who will say, you know, I'll get it, but there's just still too many unknowns for my child. So I think it just becomes another area for us to focus on with education.
Montana Public Radio reached out to the state health department to ask whether it has plans to provide more access to Pfizer vaccines in rural areas so families who are interested can get their children a shot, but did not hear back by deadline. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.